Councilman Lattisor, please.
No, actually, what you're looking at on page 24 is its subtotal, 761. The subtotal is the 676 and a 105 at the beginning, carried forward to the 761 subtotal, add in the shipping of 613.61 total. So that is correct. Of course, unless Director Earls disagrees, but that's the way my math adds it.
No, you're probably right. I wrote something quick in my notes where it says 761, skip the 600, but you know,
I can see where it's confusing because it's on two different pages.
Got it. Okay. I put you on the spot, didn't I, Director? My sloppy note-taking. Understanding.
Actually, Chairman.
Yes, sir.
It should be 781, not 761.
There you go.
676 and 105 is 681.
But
not
they have
671.
That.
Oh, and then there's a $20 credit.
And then they deducted the 20,
you got the $20 credit. So it is 761.
There are 48 bid items, and I had a busy week, but I'm hoping, Director, if you don't mind, pause that question I asked you. I see Councilman Gebhardt, who usually has precise answers. I'm going to go to him and hope he does.
I don't have any answers, but so I guess I have two questions. One, the 56.6 request, is this out of expediency to try to get these playgrounds up to spec quickly?
Yeah, it's that, and it's also that it is a pretty proprietary item, and we don't feel that if we went out to bid, we would get the kind of response that that would really, you know, adjust the price. You know, this vendor is willing to work with us and in the 56.6 capacity. So, and it is largely to expedite it. Yeah.
Okay. And then I guess the question, and maybe we can follow up on this though, is like the quote in here is just for like one set. Obviously we're going to need many sets to get to $100,000.
Correct. Yes.
And so I think the hope of this council would be that the shipping doesn't scale, you know, that shipping isn't repeated for every additional set we purchase. Right?
Yeah. I think that's accurate. I think as you know, when you start ordering truckfuls of them, the shipping goes down considerably, or relatively anyway.
Yeah, so it would be helpful, you know, we don't want to slow down the progress here, but I think it'd be helpful just for our sanity to understand that officially, once you get into the purchasing rhythm with these folks, that the shipping does not scale with, you know, it's smooths out, and maybe it's $600 total or $800 total across the $100,000 we're going to spend. The second question that I had was in the study you did with the trust, is this only relate to the city's playgrounds? Does this have anything to do with the school's playgrounds, and are they in a similar situation?
This does not have anything to do with the school playground, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, I can follow up with the school committee on that one to see. Did we ask for this review with the trust, or is this something that they do periodically?
We did not ask. I don't know what the impetus was or what got them down looking at the playgrounds, but yeah, they conducted a pretty thorough review.
Just for the record, I have the microphone. Chief, would you please identify? And Chief of Staff is going to answer the councilman.
Sure. Bill Facenzi, Chief of Staff to Mayor Picozzi. The trust, as Director Earls was mentioning, does periodic reviews, and this was one of their comprehensive reviews of all of our city playgrounds, not including daycares, private schools, public schools, just city-insured playgrounds.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that all, Councilman?
Yep,
that's all I had. And actually, Councilman, what you said makes a lot of sense. I was just reviewing my emails. I don't have the email on that, but I have a lot of emails on 48 bid items. And I do remember when I did my scratch notes, I believe exactly what you said is exactly what the point was. Not $600 for that item. It's going to be a massive bulk item. Any further questions from members of this? And I do apologize for the confusion with my statement. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll yield to the council president if he wants to speak before me. He had his hand up, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, Council President. Thank you, Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Director, no, I just wanted, I think this is very important that we have this bid here and the next bid on going back and looking at these playgrounds and stuff like that. We've just invested a lot of money. I know just two playgrounds in Ward 7 in the last few years. The one right by behind us here at City Hall was over $500,000. The swing set that we built down at Arnold's Neck, you know, $130,000+. So I'm glad to see that we're going to have a maintenance plan and that we have the trust that keeps checking it, because I know these are very popular. They get a lot of use, and that this is very important. So I just want to commend the administration on this, because, you know, we're using a lot of these ARPA funds and grants and everything like that to build these things. But, you know, we really need to maintain them the years going on and doing, you know, multiple, you know, touches up here and there, purchasing the mulch, doing different things like this with the caps. It's gonna make these last longer, be safer, so the residents can enjoy them for a long time. So thank you. And thank you, Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Council President. Councilman Lattisor, committee member Gebhardt just asked if he could have the mic, and you'll be next. Thank you again, sir. Councilman Gebhardt.
Just one more question, Director, on the work that the trust did. Was this an exhaustive visit to every playground, or did they survey a few and then make general recommendations?
No, it was an exhaustive visit. You know, the presentation they provided went into pretty significant detail at all the locations, and included recommendations, and we're still reviewing a lot of those recommendations. But this one we know we have to start moving on. So,
got it. Yeah, because from time to time I'll get an inquiry from a resident of, hey, the seat on this piece of apparatus is broken and someone could get injured on it. So I would assume that was flagged in there.
We just ordered that seat, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Lattisor, you have the microphone.
So I'm very happy to hear that the trust stepped up and conducted whatever inspections that they did. And I also want to take a moment to thank the Chief Vicente and Dean Pimentel for meeting with me and going over some of these very issues at Del Judas Park, which is in my ward. I've committed $145,000 of my COVID money, our COVID money, I guess is a better way to say it, towards this park. And some of the issues that you're speaking to here have been brought up more than once. And it's not just this administration, it goes further. But aside of the inspection and what prompted it or however it happened to take place, my questions are more towards the management side of this. And one question is, who is in charge of doing the inspections of these playgrounds? The mulch, the thickness, the height of the slides off the ground, 6x6 perimeter railroad tie frames that have disintegrated, benches that have disintegrated, swings that are broken. Who is in charge of doing those inspections on our playgrounds throughout the city?
That was actually part of the recommendation process, is they recommended that the city have a certified playground inspector. And so we started moving on that to get someone in the city certified as a playground inspector, which, you know, is a somewhat exhaustive course, but we don't currently have anyone that has that certification. So we're moving forward with getting people certified. So like you said, we can conduct those inspections and know the types of things that we should be looking for.
So I don't believe it takes anyone with a certification or a college degree to see a broken swing or to see 6x6s that are disintegrated or a whole host of other things that I'm not going to belabor at this point. But I'll go back to my original question. Let me rephrase that question. Was there anyone who was responsible for doing a physical inspection of these playgrounds and identifying these things that need to be addressed? Did we have a plan?
Our field maintenance group, they maintain the facilities, they cut the grass, they change out broken swings when they see them. But there's a lot of detail that they don't know about. You know, they don't know that you need 12 inches of mulch or 12 inches of sand, or that the border that goes down the swing needs to extend 48 inches beyond that. You know, that's not the kind of thing that they're aware of because they were never trained on that. But we do try and replace apparatus when it's damaged or remove it when it's a liability. And they're always looking for those types of things.
And nor should they be. And nor would I ever sit here and suggest that they should be. Their job is to go out and do what they're told to do. Their job is to follow instructions and directions. I agree with you. I would never expect our workforce to go out and identify or know how high a slide should be off the ground or how thick the mulch should be. I would think that someone in a leadership position should know that. So believe me, I'm not saying anything about our workforce as far as what their responsibilities are in identifying these things. It's not their job. When did you first become aware that the trust was conducting this inspection?
Was it a month ago?
So I,
Chief, please identify.
Bill Facente, Chief Staff to Mayor Picozzi. So I started July 1st. We had a meeting with the trust for initial presentation of their findings. I'm not sure when the actual assessments were done, but I believe it was before either the first or the second week of July. So when they did the presentation, that's why we wanted to make sure. I think we had about, 5 or 6 days to get this on this docket. And this was the first step in a multi-step process to evaluate our playgrounds. And we'll be coming back to you for approval on additional expenditures for playgrounds. You have to understand that playgrounds that were put in 15, 20 years ago some of them are no longer code compliant. So you'll notice that throughout the city, some of the swings are not being replaced. Some of the items are being closed. We're trying to do as best a job we can, as fast as we can within our abilities and our regulations on spending to get this done. We were made aware of it in July, and here we are before you in August. So this is one of many expenditures that we're going to be asking for.
I would think that these inspections, these overviews of these parks, particularly where it's all little kids that are playing around in these things, that that's something that Parks and Recs would be just doing as part of their job description or in their travels.
The maintenance of the playgrounds falls under...
I'm sorry?
The maintenance of the playgrounds falls under field maintenance, which is under DPW, not Parks and Recreation.
And Director Earls just indicated to us that as a result of this inspection, that the city is going to be hiring, I don't remember his exact words, an inspector, an oversight person. When is that person going to get hired from the city? And where is that money coming from to pay for that individual?
Councilman, I'm gonna ask that we just, I understand that's a valid question. I'm gonna ask we stick to the bid at hand with the items that we're seeking monies for.
But you're seeking monies for something because of a lack of something.
I understand. Well, I don't understand what we're talking about is given authorization to purchase something to fix a problem that was discovered by insurance. You're asking about a position that hasn't even been created yet. So I'm asking you to please focus on the question of the bid.
So, Mr. Chairman, I've always been of the belief that you can't fix a problem unless you know what the problem is. And obviously there's things leading up to the demise of some of these items, which is all part of the problem. So that needs to be identified. But in any event, I'll leave that up to the folks that know better than me. Playground borders. So am I accurate when I say that's, I'll use Del Judas Park again, Chief, that you and I had saw. That would be those 8x8s or 6x6s, right, that go around the perimeter of that slides and swings and stuff like that.
So throughout the city, there are various pieces of material, items that contain the safety surface, whether it's mulch, sand, plastic, rubber, whatever it is. There are metal edging, there's plastic edging, there are railroad ties at Del Judas Park. The railroad ties and the wood products, they rot, they deteriorate. So we're looking at more cost-effective ways of containing the material, because what happens is when someone goes into the playground, the safety surfacing is displaced and it can be kicked out of the playground. We're trying to contain it, and we're in the city do not have a delineated area that basically outlines where the safety surfacing needs to go. It's just open field. So that's what we're looking at purchasing on an as-needed basis, the amount of plastic edging we can use to delineate. Obviously, we're going to start with the playgrounds that we know where the safety surfacing needs to go, and move throughout the whole list.
Well, Chief, again, thank you for taking time to visit that particular playground and for Dean Pimentel's works and efforts. And I'm particularly happy that we were ahead of the curve with this trust inspection, that we got to it here before they got to it. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Does this also include taking care of that issue with the protruding metal by the slide, the playground located near the Boys and Girls Club in Norwood Field, also known as Rubbery Field?
So this is for the plastic edging, will not take care of that. DBW Field Maintenance will have to remove that. So what happens is we're starting this process of identifying and installing all the safety surfacing. Some of the playgrounds just need safety surfacing. Some of them just need signage. Some of them need signage, safety surfacing, and new components. This is our first step. So doing actual physical work to remove broken components of playground equipment, this is not part of that. That is, we're continuing to evaluate. We have another meeting with the trust to find out. They went through our initial evaluation review was, it was about an hour and a half, and they have 24 playgrounds, each one with 42 pictures. It was a little overwhelming on, went a little bit too fast. So we're going through that again, sitting down with the trust, making sure we understand exactly what they're looking for and what they're looking at, to make sure that we're doing it the right way.
Okay. I wasn't sure if the plastic end caps could be used for that. It's
so you're talking. Are you talking about the iron rod that holds the wood timber into the ground, or are you talking about a piece of metal that's sticking up somewhere else in the playground?
Right. So it's a piece of metal that's part of the slide there. The ground cover generally hasn't been maintained very well at that particular playground. Right. But at the same time, even if it were properly covered, I would still think that it would be a significant trip hazard and the like. It's one of those issues that I've brought up pretty much perennially several times over different administrations. It's something of a wonder that, to my knowledge, no one has gotten hurt.
So if it's in the safety surface area, in the ground in the safety surface area, it will be taken care of before we put the safety surfacing in.
Okay.
So if it's part of a piece of equipment, that'll be the next step.
Okay, thank you.
We're not just going to cover it up.
Right.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions from members of the council? Anyone that did not speak yet? Councilman Lattisor.
Right, Mr. Chairman, I just need to re-clarify one item. I believe I had asked the chief as to when someone would be appointed to that position. And rethinking what Director Earls had said, I believe he said that someone within the department would be trained and certified. So I just want to put that out there and clarify it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions for members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public on this bid?
Yep. Jim Italiani again. I'll try to keep it brief. What you brought up, Councilman Ricks, about asking that the citizens are bringing attention to, particularly our ward people, in my case, that things are dangerous. Things need to be done. There's a street sign that was mentioned that was not visible anymore 3 years ago. It was just replaced. There was another sign, a curve sign, over 2 years ago that was reported by a neighbor I know. That was just done within the last month. If you look down at what's being redone again for the third time in 10 years, the playground and water park at Oakland Beach, I mean, it's the third time. And as you know, Donna, in 2010,
sir,
that 10-year plan. We're
discussing a bit of this. You are talking about playgrounds, but I'm going to ask that we stick to the project of the bids.
I'm saying is just to verify what Councilman Rick said. There's been so much deferred problems, and there's so many dangers in the community. And even when they're brought up to, I hope, the proper authorities, they're not being addressed. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further comments, questions from members of the public? Thank you. Next bid to be discussed is the purchase of playground mulch. This is bid 2025-139, found on page 25. Good evening again, Director.
Good evening. So we talked about playground borders. This is to purchase playground mulch. 56-6, Earth Products. This is a specific mulch designed just for playgrounds, and there are 10 playgrounds in the city that require additional or any mulch for their surfaces. So this would go towards remedying that at those 10 playgrounds.
Thank you, Director. Questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of this council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Director. Next would be bid 2025-141. This is the Warwick Fire Department radio control station for EOC. This is found on page 28. Good evening, Chief. Please identify. You have the microphone.
Good evening, Assistant Chief Umbenhauer from the Fire Department. Fire Department's requesting a 5610 to piggyback this State of Massachusetts MPA for public safety equipment, specifically two-way radio equipment, for the purchase and installation of a radio control station at the Municipal Emergency Operations Center. We're requesting the award to Cybercom Communications of Warwick, Rhode Island, in the amount of $94,740.32. Cybercom, in addition to being on the state MPA, also is the sole authorized administrative vendor for repairs to the state's RISCON radio communication system. Last year, the fire department was awarded a $240,000 Homeland Security grant to upgrade the Municipal Emergency Operations Center. As part of that grant, we were required to purchase and install radio communications equipment inside the fire headquarters where the municipal EOC is. This fully functional dispatch position will be utilized both as a backup to the primary dispatch centers, but also as an additional workstation during May 3-3. They're getting longer. This is an earmark for the Fire Emergency Operations Center grant.
Thank you, Jeff. So to be clear, this is funded purely by the Department of Homeland Security grant.
Yeah, portion of it is a co-share to these grants, but this, $240,000 is being reimbursed, yes.
Right. Okay, thank you. Any questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Next will be bid 2025-038, Traffic Street and Pole Light Maintenance and Repairs. This will be found on page 36. Good evening.
Good evening, Eric Earls, Public Works. Public Works is recommending award for Traffic Street and Pole Light Maintenance and Repair to Arden Engineering Contract Constructors, Inc. Request cap of $85,000 for 1 year period.
Thank you. This is affiliated with the LED lights that we converted to some time ago.
This includes lights, those lights, the street lights, traffic lights, red lights, and field lights.
Right. Thank you. Perfect. That's what I, yeah, so the LEDs are included within that. That's, yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Thank you. Questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Director. Next will be item number 11. That's bid 2024-116. Warwick Fire Department Firefighter Occupational Medical Revaluations Rebid. This is found on page 38. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening, Assistant Chief Umbenhauer from the Fire Department. Fire Department's requesting a 612 alteration of contract for bid 2024-116, which is Firefighter Occupational Medical Evaluations, to increase the spending authority to AtMed Treatment Center by an additional $84,960 and extend the contract period for one additional term, which is one additional year. If the request, if approved, will increase the total award to $154,960. Fire Department did receive confirmation from AtMed Treatment Center that they agreed to extend the current pricing for an additional term, which would be one additional year, without any change in bid pricing. This request will be expended through budget 35335, which is occupational medical program.
Thank you, Chief. So you say with no increase in pricing, yet we notice an increase in price. Could you detail what that's about?
Yeah, the pricing is based on a per firefighter rate and for certain services within that exam, depending on their certifications they hold. Last time that we did the medical exams, we do them annually. We had a significant number of newer firefighters. We hired 30 last year. 20 of those were the safer funded firefighters. Those exams were done before the last annual examination, so we didn't have to re-examine 30 of them. So last year, you'll see the overall cost of the project was a little lower because we didn't have to. So we base it on the number of firefighters that are required to be examined in the upcoming year and then multiply it by the per firefighter cost, leaving a little bit of residual in case we have to re-examine any firefighters after a serious injury or illness or something like that. So that's why it's a little bit higher this year, is because those 30 firefighters would now have to be on the annual evaluations.
Understood. So it's if we were to look at the per person cost, that's the same. It's now just increased because
the numbers are bigger.
The numbers are larger. Understood. Questions for members of this committee? Questions for members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Chief, excuse me, in terms of dollars and cents, what was spent on this item last year?
Last year, the fire department spent $59,194.
$59,000 what, please?
$194.
And this medical evaluation, is this mandatory or is this voluntary?
It's required by NFPA 1582. NFPA 1500, which is the firefighter wellness, requires that we comply with NFPA 1582, which is the annual medical certification program. Yep.
So this is two different things?
Yeah, it's an NFPA standard and it's mandated in Rhode Island general law that we comply with NFPA 1500.
And when was the last time with this particular item that the department's going out for bid on this?
A year ago. So this is typically it's an annual bid. We go out for this annually. Very similar to what happened last year is we actually went out to bid this year for it. We only got one response to the bid, and that bidder did not comply with the specifications. They were not eligible to administer NFPA exams. So we reached out to the current vendor at Med Medical to see if they would go for one additional term at this and keep the price in instead of having to go to rebid again, and they agreed to hold their prices for another year.
So that brings me up to my questions on this email trail that is in our binder. So we have an email here, and the subject is, this is on July 29th at 11:30 in the morning. Let me read the one from 11:25 first. This is from you, Chief, to Wayne Estes. Good morning, Wayne. As an option, we can extend the current contract and pricing for one additional year upon mutual agreement between this city, between AtMed and the city. He replies back, that would be agreeable. Then there's an email after that on August 1st at 1:03, and it is from you to Wayne Estes. And again, it speaks to the subject, City of Warwick, open to bid 2025-108, firefighter medical examination, bid opening July 24, 2024. What is taking place here in this email? Over here it says bid opening July 24th, 2024. Was there ever a bid opening?
There was. So there was. We put this out to bid like we do every year. AtMed Medical failed to bid. They failed to get their bid in on time this year. Wayne, who is the person that we've been dealing with for several years with AtMed Medical, we've had a good relationship with, reached out to me, apologized for not getting the bid in on time, and I explained to him that we have to go with the bids that were received. There's nothing that we really could do. We did receive a bid, but then we subsequently found out that the one bidder that did submit a successful bid did not comply with the specifications. So after just talking with that vendor, they acknowledged the fact that they were not able to provide the examinations that as specified. So what I would normally have done is went out for rebid and allowed AtMed to have one more shot at bidding this occupational medical exam. But in lieu of that, I offered to say, as the contract says, when we go out to bid, the part of the contract does say between mutual agreement between the city and the vendor, you can extend one additional year. And I took the chance that he would not be increasing his prices and be able to extend 1 year. And he did acknowledge that he could do that. So we're taking that offer.
So two questions.
Sure.
What was the bid that you received on this item? And what was it that disqualified them from being acceptable?
So they bid when we bid an evaluation, we do a price on the full NFPA 1582 evaluation, which is blood work, vision tests, spirometry tests for pulmonary function, X-rays. It's a slew of things that are mandated by the NFPA standard, which up to and includes a physical examination from a doctor. It concludes with that physical examination. The company that bid was out of Connecticut, and they do occupational medical exams. So like if a postal worker comes in and wants to get an exam that are not firefighter exams, they don't comply with the NFPA standard. They were confused, I guess, by it. Although the specification is very specific. When I did reach out to them, they said, no, this is the price for just the physical exam only. It doesn't include any of the blood work or any of the other ancillary examinations or labs. So I said, well, that is not what we specified. So
has the department ever made this type of exception before?
We don't typically do that.
Where a company didn't bid for whatever reason, they were too busy, lost track of it, whatever. They didn't bid, but then they were allowed to come back in with a number. Have we ever done that before?
The fire department does not typically do that. Mm-hmm. Similar thing has happened in the past. And I'm just looking back 1 year from now, we had 4 bids for this. And AtMed was the lowest bidder 4 years ago, or 1 year ago, between 4 vendors. So I use my own judgment to think that if they're going to hold their prices for 1 more year, those other 3 vendors who were already more expensive were not going to come down on their rates. So I assume that AtMed would still be the cheapest, and it's a vendor that we know and trust.
And why wasn't that information provided in this position?
Because the request was just to extend them 1 year. It wasn't to disqualify the other. The disqualification of the other bid and the reject all those bids is done between the department and the purchasing department, not through city council.
Okay. Chairman, I'd like to have a PCR on this, please.
Madam Clerk, may I have a PCR on bid 2024-116? That's okay. For the record, bid 2024-116, Firefighter Occupational Medical Evaluations Rebid, is now PCR 76-24 per request of Councilman Lattisor.
What's the number again, Chairman, please?
PCR 76-24.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief.
Are there any further comments or questions from members of the council? Are there any comments, questions from members of the public? May I have a recommendation on PCR 76-24 from this committee?
Move favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion for favorable. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. Just for information, at 6:50 this evening, we will pause this committee or close to that so we may be prepared for the public hearings scheduled for 1900 to 7 p.m. tonight. Next is item number 12, 2025-1451, bedding sand for playgrounds. That is found on page 44. Hello again, Director.
Eric Earls, Public Works. Again, we're going back to the playgrounds. There are 9 playgrounds that have bedding sand or sand as their surface material. So we are recommending award to materials sand and stone in amount not to exceed $80,000 to purchase sand for the playgrounds as needed.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
This was an expensive audit by the trust. are we getting any relief in our rates or anything, or is this to avoid an increase?
I have not heard of that, but that might be a different department.
Okay. I mean, either way, it's it'll be very nice to have the playgrounds up to spec. But I don't. It seems like this came out of left field, so not anticipated in the budget, I would imagine.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if this is what it takes to bring our playgrounds up to suitable standards, then obviously we need to do whatever we need to do.
Thank you so much, Councilman. And over the last 4 years, I know that this council and that administration, to see playgrounds, even the discussion of playgrounds in the city of Warwick again, is absolutely wonderful, because I know for a while there, it was dismal and even unheard of. Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Director. Next would be item number 13, which is bid 2025-084, water post-type fire hydrants. I guess you're doing this one too. This is found on page 47, Director.
So the Warwick Water Division is requesting award to both Putnam Pipe Corp and John Hoadley and Sons, Inc., for post-type fire hydrants. The amount will be capped at $65,000.
Thank you, Director. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions from members of this council? Councilman Lattisor.
Director, I'm just curious as to why this bid is so late coming to us.
That would probably be my responsibility. I don't know, except that we haven't had the need, and so I think it may have fallen through the cracks, but it certainly didn't compromise any of the operations. But like I said, as Public Works Director, this is Division of Public Works, so I accept responsibility for that, and we're working through some things in the Water Division, and we'll try not to let that happen again.
Director, does the fire department also have a hand in inspecting these fire hydrants?
I'm not sure what that relationship looks like. The answer is no.
So the fire department doesn't drive around checking out fire hydrants?
Apparently not.
Is that's the answer? Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Any questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Thank you. The next bid is item number 14. That is bid 2025-142, purchase of 13 solar speed signs for Ward 2. Director, and then Councilman Ricks, I reserve the first conversation for you. Director.
The Department of Public Works is requesting purchase 13 solar speed signs for Ward 2. All Traffic Solutions, Inc., the amount of $51,415. Poles are not included and will be secured through a separate vendor.
Thank you, Director. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. And to thank you, Director, I'm glad that these came in at a very competitive price. So the reason for selecting these 13 was based on a survey that I had distributed across Ward 2. We received well over 300 responses. We initially selected a number of different locations based on workshops, feedback from constituents as to where the solar speed signs may be most useful. Then, based on that and having a survey, we narrowed those down further to reach these 13 locations. And importantly, I don't want to be in the business of determining exactly whose house each one goes in front of. Thankfully, we have a Warwick Police Department Traffic Division whose job it is to determine exactly the best places for each of these once we've narrowed down which street they they should be on and what directions they should be facing. So the traffic division is going to determine the precise placement of virtually all of these in accordance with their standards, and also make sure that it's coordinating with anything else that may be going up that this city council has approved, so that we're not going and putting up a sign somewhere that is going to be inappropriate based on putting another sign in the very near future. So with all of that said, I think that this is an excellent competitive bid. It's something that's widely supported by many, many neighbors across Ward 2, as shown by that survey with well over 300 responses. And I would respectfully request this city council's approval. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions from the members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Just a clarification, not so much a question. So the only thing not included in this bid is the pole.
Correct. Right?
The bracket for the pole and the harnesses are all part of the bid.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any further questions from members of the council? Are there any questions from members of the public? Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have one item that's, Director, don't go too far. We have one item. Usually this is the time I do ask for members of the public, the council, and the committee to any items they wish to discuss. However, we do have a request to amend sent to me by the DPW department, and it does exceed the $50,000 limit. So we're going to continue this portion of the committee. And I'm going to identify and bring everyone's attention to item number 19. That is bid 2025-115, water tank rental site. The amount is for 30. The amount that is requested as of right now is $35,761.60. That will be amended to increase to exceed the $50,000 threshold. What I am going to do is identify Director of DPW, and I received an email from your purchasing director of the DPW, who said that you have the information to share. And to the solicitor, I have the information here. Would you need that, or do you have a copy yourself?
I don't, but if this is something you're seeking an amendment, we'll put a PCR on it. And
right.
If you want to give me the details, we'll...
Will do. So I'm going to call item number 19 is bid 2025-115. May I have a PCR? PCR 7724. For the record, bid 2025-115 water tank rental site is now PCR 77-24. Director, if you don't mind.
Thank you. When this originally came in front of Christy, Christy Moretti, business manager, Public Works, she started looking at how they came to the $35,761.60 number. As she did her research, she worked with purchasing to find the actual language of the contracts. And so the new number, $63,687.05, takes into account June of 24 through November of 24. And that rental fee is $2,000 per month. Then December of 24 through November of 25, so the next year, that rental fee is $2,121.80 per month. And then the following year, December 25th through November 26th, that rental fee is $2,185.45 per month. So knowing that, she was able to obviously put together the calculation and come up with this new number of $63,687.05, which will carry us through the end of November of 2026.
The total number, Councilman, the total number is now $63,687.25. Agreed, Director?
Correct.
Thank you.
And so to make the math easier, there's 6 months at $2,000 a month. There's 12 months at $2,121.80 per month. And then there's 12 months at $2,185.45. And that's how we arrive at the new number.
I'm going to give everyone a moment.
So, Mayor?
Yes, please, Councilman Foley.
So, the other thing that needs to be changed, if I'm reading this right now, I just got to find it again.
Yes, the date.
The dates, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it says 1 year from date of award, so we'll now match up to, with the information you just gave us.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
So hearing what the director just said, I'm going to ask for a discussion on this item for PCR 77-24. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you. Director, I see the numbers you're referring to, and the last statement in the position paper says starting in December and into the year 2025, the cost will be increased to a monthly amount of $2,121.80. But then you said another number that is not in our paperwork. Where did that number come from? What is that number, first of all, 26-something? And where did that number come from? Because it's not in any of my paperwork.
Well, that's what we're amending, right? That's what we're changing. We're adding the December 2025 through November 2026 at the $2,185.45.
So why are you increasing it from $2,121.80 to $2,185?
That's the following year.
Why?
Because that's what the contract says.
But there's nothing in this document that shows us that contract or talks about that, doesn't even talk about that contract.
That's, again, this was research that Christy Moretti did after this had been submitted. So I don't know where the original numbers came from, but these numbers are what is the contract with Our Lady of Providence. So
but we don't have a contract here. We don't have the contract.
Right.
So we don't have in front of us the number that you're referring to. So what you're doing is you're asking us to vote on a number that we don't have and vote for a contract that we don't have in our paperwork. Is that what we're doing here?
Yes.
Well, I don't know how that can possibly be. I understand, and I commend Christy for finding that discrepancy, but nonetheless, we don't have any backup information here. You're asking the Finance Committee and eventually the City Council to vote on something that we don't have any substantiating paperwork to do. And I just have an objection to that. I think that this is an item that we should have all of the information. We should have that contract that shows what the price is going to be in the third year of $2,180 some dollars or whatever you said. So, to me, it would make sense to hold this until the next meeting, until we do have all the actual documentation, the contract, as well as what the number is going to be in year three. That is my suggestion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you. And I would agree with that, because the numbers came to us, and the people that worked it out are definitely out on vacation. Are there any other members of the council that wish to speak on this? Are there any members of the public that wish to speak on this item? Please identify.
Is this on? Richard Langseth, Budlong Farm. I certainly agree with Mr. Lattiser. Everything before the city council should be in writing. Everybody should understand all of it. And I really urge you to suspend this until the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further comments, questions? Is there a recommendation from this committee?
Move to hold to the next meeting, or recommend hold.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion to hold PCR 77-24 until the next council meeting. City Clerk, when is that? September 4th. That is a Wednesday. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The time is 6:50. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Councilman. I'm sorry. The time is 6:52. We're going to pause the Finance Committee to get ready for the public hearings that are coming up in the council meeting. We will be back after the public hearings. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So what we're going to do now, the Land Use Committee is going to meet at this time. They are just going to recommend that we move the public hearing to the full council meeting after 7 o'clock. We also have Rule 41 this evening, so there's a sign-up sheet on that. So if we could have the land use meeting meet right now, and then we can start the full council meeting right at 7 o'clock. Thank you.
Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs convenes at 6:55 p.m. First up, acceptance of the minutes. July 15, 2024, do we have a motion?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
First item on the agenda, PCO 2-24. Excuse us. We're having a meeting over here. Any conversations, take it outside. Okay, first up, we have PCO 2-24, order on the abandonment of portions of West Pontiac Street and Pontiac Street. Petitioners are City of Warwick and Matthew Izzo. This is Ward 8, Councilman Snappy. We have a request for a public hearing. Do we have a motion for a public hearing?
Move to hold a public hearing.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
And this will be held shortly after 7 o'clock. We have two more items on the agenda. One similarly requires a public hearing. One item after that does not. So for anyone waiting for that third item on this agenda, we will be hearing that after the full council opens. So now turning to the second item on the agenda, we have PCO 8-24. This is Ward 3, Councilman Howe. It is order on the abandonment of portions of Strawberry Field Road, Murray Street, Bunker Street, and Fieldview Drive. The petitioner is the Rhode Island Airport Corporation. Let's see. Do we have, from Ward 3, a recommendation to open public hearing?
Move to public hearing.
All right. And a motion from the committee?
I move to open the public hearing.
Second.
We have the motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The committee pauses at 6:57. We will reconvene after the other committees have met. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Ricks. So we will start the full city council meeting in a couple minutes. We will have those two public hearings, and we also have Rule 41, which is public comment. There's a sign-up sheet here. You do not need to, anybody can sign up for public comment, but you do not need to sign up for public comment if you want to be heard during either one of the public hearings. Each is done separately, so everyone will have an opportunity to speak at those. Thank you.